Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. A major event in the history of God's people, both the Jews and Christians, was the destruction of Jerusalem. A careful reading of the gospel records, particularly Matthew 24, 1 through 35, will show how unspeakably horrible the destruction was. Josephus and other historians record much of the same material found in the Bible. The event brought to an end the nation of Israel. It seems Peter had the destruction of Jerusalem in mind when he wrote, "For the time has come when judgment must begin at the house of God. And if it first begin at us, what shall the end be of them who obey not the gospel of God? And if the righteous scarcely be saved, where shall the ungodly and sinner appear?" 1 Peter 4, 17 and 18. Is the Apostle Peter arguing that God's people are going to be saved by the skin of the teeth, to use Job's expression, Job 19:20? If that is the message of 1 Peter 1:19, what does the Apostle mean when he writes, "Wherefore the rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure, for if you do these things, you shall never fall. And so an entrance shall be ministered unto you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ." 2 Peter 1, 10 and 11. Could Peter have in mind some event other than the final salvation of God's faithful children? Are we going to be scarcely saved? The word rendered scarcely literally means with great difficulty. Another example of the word's use appears in Acts 27, 15. Luke writes, "And running under a certain island which is called Clauda, we had much work." Literally, we were able with great difficulty to get the boat. Paul used the same word in the following passage, "For scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet peradventure for a good man some would even dare to die." Romans 5, 7. Jesus warned his disciples of the difficulty they would experience in escaping the destruction of Jerusalem. He wrote, "And except those days be shortened, there should be no flesh saved. But for the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened." Matthew 24, 22. The Jews did not listen to our Lord's warnings about the impending destruction of Jerusalem. So when the Romans finally marched against the city and obliterated it, the Jews died by the multitudes. But Christians who listened to Christ were able to flee Jerusalem and save themselves. None of the Christians died in the destruction of Jerusalem. The Christians scarcely escaped with their lives. Peter's question was, "Where shall the ungodly and sinner appear?" Those who were ungodly did not listen to Christ and paid with their lives when the Roman army wreaked havoc in the holy city. The two nouns, ungodly and sinner, are modified by one article. The expression should read, "Where shall the ungodly man who is a sinner appear?" Peter was not writing of two kinds of unrighteous people. The word ungodly means without reverence or respect, impious. This is the person who has no reverence in the presence of God Almighty, and who pays no attention, or very little attention, to what God has revealed in His Word. The Greek word is always translated ungodly. Jude said that the Lord is coming with 10,000s of His saints to execute judgment upon all and to convince all that are ungodly among them of their ungodly deeds which they have ungodly committed and all their hard speeches which ungodly sinners have spoken against Him. Jude 15. The word sinner refers to one who has missed the mark. In the biblical sense, the sinner is one who has fallen short of God's glory. Romans 3:23. The ungodly sinner would not escape the destruction of Jerusalem because he would not listen to the prophecies which Christ had given. Thank you for listening, and may God richly bless and keep you.